April 10, 1910 Preparation and Thanksgiving at Communion. I write to obey, but I feel my heart crack from the effort I am making. But, viva obedience, viva the will of God. I write, but I tremble, and I myself don't know what I am saying. Obedience wants me to write something about how I prepare myself and thank Blessed Jesus at Communion. I don't know how to say anything about it, because my sweet Jesus, in seeing my incapacity and that I am good at nothing, does everything himself. He prepares my soul, and he himself administers the thanksgiving to me. And I follow him. Now, the way of Jesus is always immense, and together with Jesus, I too feel immense, and as if I were able to do something. Then Jesus withdraws, and I remain always the stupid one that I am, the little ignorant one, the little ktava, bad, naughty. And it is exactly because of this that Jesus loves me, because I am ignorant, and I am no one, and I can do nothing. Knowing that I want to receive him at any cost, so as not to receive dishonor in coming into me, but rather, highest honor, he himself prepares my poor soul. He gives me his own things, his merits, his clothing, his works, his desires, in sum, all of himself. If necessary, also that which the saints did, because everything is his own. If necessary, also that which the most holy mama did. And I too say to all, Jesus, give honor to yourself in coming into me. My Queen Mama, saints, all angels, I am so very poor. Everything that is yours, put it in my heart, not for me, but for the honor of Jesus. And I feel that all of heaven contributes to preparing me. And after Jesus has descended within me, I seem to see him all pleased, seeing himself honored by his own things. And sometimes he tells me, Brava, brava, my daughter, how happy I am, how pleased I am. Everywhere I look within you, I find things worthy of me. Everything that is mine, is yours. How many beautiful things you made me find. Knowing that I am so very poor, that I have done nothing, and that nothing is mine, I laugh at the contentment of Jesus, and I say, thank goodness Jesus thinks like this. It is enough that he came, this is enough for me. It doesn't matter that I have used his own things, the poor must receive from the rich. Now, it is true that a few glimmers here and there remain in me about the way Jesus has at communion, but I am unable to reunite these glimmers together, and form a preparation and a thanksgiving. I lack the capacity. It seems to me that I prepare myself in Jesus himself, and that I thank him with Jesus himself.